It is the great, the one and only herself, Bully Starks. Welcome to
howdy,
the show.
Howdy,
howdy. Howdy. I was just explaining, my 9-year-old daughter was just down here. She just returned from talent show tryouts at her school. Her and her friend are doing some sort of talent show. And she said, who's on tonight? And I said, Billy Starks is on. And she's just getting into wrestling. I just took her to Impact's Rebellion. She loved it. And I was like, yeah, Billy Starks is like, I think she's 16. I think I'm like, she might be 16. I don't know. I'll ask her. She's like, oh, you can't swear in front of her. She's a child. But yeah, it was just interesting because you're changing the wrestling landscape. People like yourself, people like Nick Wayne, Roxy. You guys are changing literally the landscape of wrestling these days. I mean, what's that feel like?
It honestly, like, I don't realize it, and so many people, like, bring it up to me. And it's like, oh, this is just my daily life, like, my daily routine. It seems normal to me, but so many people are like, you're changing and carving the way for more people, young wrestlers, to come about.
Well, for sure. Like, back, man, why do I sound old? Back in my day, if a wrestling company was going to, like, start rebuilding, like a baseball team, they're going to rebuild, the wrestlers would be, like, 25. 25 sounds, in my head, like the youngest age they would go. But that's not the case anymore. There's yourself, as I mentioned, Nick Wayne, which AEW just quote unquote signed as soon as he turns 18. Roxy, Cora Jade is young. Like, now it's going to be 18, 19, 20 year olds that are going to be the pillars, as some people like to use, for companies. And that's mind boggling to me.
And yeah, awesome. It's like crazy how our generation has really, like, changed so much. Like, I didn't think I would find so many young people in wrestling, because when I started, I was the youngest in my class, and the closest person to me was, like, a 19-year-old. And it's really, really comforting to see, like, oh, I'm not the only one, because I've met people like Nick Wayne, I've met people like Marcus Mathers and Starboy Charlie, and I've crossed paths with Cora Jade and Roxy. And it's like, we are the future of wrestling, and I'm so happy that we're starting off so young, because it just means we can wrestle for longer.
Right? Yeah, exactly. And I was just listening to Busted Open Radio today, which, Vanessa, we got to pull some strings and get Billy Starks on that show. I think we can do it. But anyways, so I was listening to Busted Open, and they were talking about, wait, was it Busted Open or was it your interview with Sam Roberts? Something about the way wrestling is done today with medicine and just taking care of ourselves and training and health and all of that. Like, the longevity of wrestlers is so much, the longevity in the ring, I guess is the best way I want to say that. It's just so more advanced these days too. So not only are you guys going to start young, but you know how to work. And you're just gonna go forever, wrestling forever. No pun intended.
Yeah, it's really great. Like, I do yoga almost every morning. I weightlift, and I do boxing, and then I have a chiropractor appointment tomorrow just to make sure, like, my body isn't breaking down on me and I can keep going. And it's really great that we have access to all of these things. Yeah. Especially when you're wrestling so young, it's good to keep up with your body to make sure, like, oh, I can keep doing what I'm doing.
Chiropractor, you mentioned that. It's going to sidetrack me for a second. I have back issues, and people have said for me to go to a chiropractor, but I guess I'm just afraid of the noises that it makes. Like, I'm afraid I'm going to break my neck at a chiropractor.
They're so nice and like gentle. Like you think it's going to be scarier than what it is. Cause I'm one of the people, like when they first like went to go crack my neck, he was like, you need to relax. And I was like, I just don't trust you with this.
Which is weird because you trust other people in the ring with your health and your body all the time.
Yeah, it's one of those things where I'm like, I put so much trust into other wrestlers because I was like, I want that trust back. But I was like, I don't know this man. I can't do anything back to you if you just snap my neck right now.
Well, it's interesting because another thing about you that I've learned, you've been on before. I listened to the Sam Roberts podcast since then as well, watched a ton of matches. And I've learned that everything you do in life, if it does not fuel your narrative of wrestling, you just don't care.
Yes.
Like, it just doesn't suit you. Like, if I was going to present something to you, I would have to present it in a way as, here's how it will benefit you in the world of wrestling. Is that how you approach everything and anything?
Yes, completely. Like, I do so well in school because I connect it back to wrestling. I take Japanese because I'm like, oh, I want to go to Japan one day. This will be helpful in wrestling. And then I do a theater class because I'm like, oh, this would make me more comfortable with talking for interviews and promos. And it will help me evolve my character as a wrestler. And then I was like, oh, if I keep good grades, my mother will let me travel more and miss more Fridays and go wrestle on Sundays and not have to like go to school on the Monday exhausted.
and you're everywhere all the time, like all the time. I mean, this weekend, I think, what is today? The 26th. So 27, 28, 29, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. That's how I do. That's what I learned in school. So, this Friday you're at a thing called Throwing Shade, I believe. Saturday, Naptown Pro, also Freelance Underground, and then Sunday, Black Label Pro. So your weekend is done as far.
You have one more. Oh. There was a Thursday show. I have a Thursday show too. So five matches in total this weekend.
Thursday was a question mark the last time I checked your Twitter. So you've picked something up on Thursday.
Yes.
So I work in the school system. Let's pretend I'm your teacher for a second. I do physics. No, I do math, calculus or something. I don't even know. I'm not giving you any work this weekend, right? Like, you're not going to get to it.
So usually I will be honest with my teachers and be like, hey, if you have any assignments that you're going to assign me on Thursday or Friday, I will not have time for it, or I will do it when I get back, but I will need an extension. Like, I've been talking to my English teacher. He got me fired up last week. I was like, I can't do this. Because he assigned a homework assignment for every single night. And I was like, I know I'm not the only one, but I know with my schedule, this is definitely not getting done.
Exactly.
And I talked to like some other people in the class, and they're like, yeah, I have my part-time job after school, and I have my other projects coming up. I don't have time for this.
Yeah.
And I feel like if you communicate your problems to the teacher, most of them are very understanding. Because after we had this conversation with him, he was like, I understand if you guys can't get it done that night. As long as you get it done within, like, the week, I'm not going to be upset.
Excellent. And I think, and I've heard you say this on another, I think it was the Sam Roberts podcast. I think the fact that you are showing your teachers your work ethic, your passion, your drive, you know what you're doing at such a young age. Like, I remember a guy's customer brought me in. I didn't have a clue what I was doing at your age. And you're living it. And you're living it, and people can literally see it everywhere. So I think that goes a long way, which is great. Someone in the chat says that Billy is incredible. And they had no idea that she was still in school. They can't imagine the schedule with wrestling. Well, that's a great segue by Ultra Sports Talk in the chat. Because what I wanted to ask you was, you have been in the wrestling business per se, even before you started training, because you were doing photography and doing shoots, like promo shoots and all that stuff. And then you start training while in school. What is it like to absorb everything you need to absorb for wrestling? Like the why, the how, and then also while learning in classes?
I think it honestly helped that I was still in school when I was learning wrestling. It was just like adding another class to the list. Mm. And I feel like a lot of people are like, oh, when I first started wrestling, I struggled so much with this or that. And I was like, oh, it's just like, I'm doing a math class right now and they're teaching us a new thing. I was like, okay, I do this now. And it would just click for me. And I think it's because I'm in that student mindset still, that it's like, oh, I got to do this, this, and this. And I'm lucky that like school comes very easy to me. No need, like, I'm not trying to brag or I know this sounds narcissistic, but like, it's one of those things where I've never had a problem with school. I take all AP and IB classes and I truly have no problems with it. It's just a lot of work. It's like, I can do this. It's just, do I have the time to sit down and do this?
Right. No, I get that. I don't see that as bragging at all. I know my oldest daughter, she's 12. I feel school comes easy to her as well. I think she gets bored a lot, which is why we have her in gymnastics. She's on 3 softball teams. So I totally understand. I'm trying to get that middle one into wrestling because she knows how to sell. So the older ones like New Japan style, like she's going to just kick you stiffly in the jaw or something. It's gonna hurt. But yeah, so I can totally understand that. Something I'm gonna go off the track for a second because it popped into my head. The last time you were on with us, you talked about wanting to drive an ice cream truck. So then I don't even know if you remember this, but you did. You mentioned you wanted to be an ice cream truck driver. You know, one of the ones that drives around with the song and the music, gives out ice cream. And I was like, well, she's already living her dream. She's got her part-time job, and she's going out every weekend wrestling. But is there a chance we could see a ice cream truck driver gimmick?
Oh, I don't think so. I love what I do so much already, but I've thought about like, oh, what if I make like ice cream bars for like sell? But then I'm like, how do I bring these to shows and do all this? Or like, if somebody wants to buy it offline, how am I supposed to ship an ice cream bar to their house?
I don't know. You got to ask CM Punk because I'm sure a lot of people have asked him. Maybe the Big Stark brand can get some ice cream. Maybe they could get some ice cream bars in grocery stores. That'd be interesting.
You a ripoff of drumsticks just for mouse.
The Big Stark brand itself, I don't even know how to describe it to people. It's like go ahead.
I honestly just say it's like a group of friends and like that have just become family to us. And it's just now turned into this thing that's bigger than life. It was all just an accident. And now we have people wearing knee sleeves on AEW and MLW, and it's crazy.
It's pretty insane. Like, who was I? One of the, Top Flight, I believe, is the tag team.
Yeah.
AEW had them on.
Dante and Darius.
Yes, Dante and Darius. Thank you. Didn't make me look bad. Alex Kane, who we've had on. We talked to him about it. Cole Radrick, one of my favorite independent wrestlers. He was in the Big Starks brand tournament, I believe, that you guys just had.
Yeah.
Tell me.
He did not compete though because he was a little beat up after the weekend. So we replaced him with Damian Chambers, who is an amazing wrestler from Ohio.
Nice. What was the why? Why did you guys want to put on this tournament?
So we did one last year. And we just had so much fun, me and Miles, just promoting a show and giving people a platform to wrestle, because we feel like a lot of the wrestlers that are like in our areas are getting like overlooked, and they truly are phenomenal people that deserve to be seen. Like last year's winner was Braden Lee, who I wrestled on this year's tournament. And he's so talented in the ring, and I really wish he would get more opportunities. And then we just also wanted to spotlight the BSB performers. Like, there's so many people who, like, as I've said, phenomenal wrestlers that just have been looked over.
It's amazing. You're at such a young age, which I know people, I know you've said this before, you don't want to be categorized as, oh, you're a great wrestler for your age. And I get that. It's just something that you're doing. It, like, you're putting people over already. You're bringing people up along with you as you go, as the Big Starks brand goes. You're bringing people with you. And I think that is wise. That's like experience beyond its years. Like, there's age and then there's experience. And that's awesome.
I just honestly never understood the idea of, like, tearing people down to bring yourself up. I was like, if I bring everybody else up with me, that's just more people to support me. And I was like, oh, if I have to wrestle you, I don't want to wrestle you after I've torn you down and you suck. I would rather wrestle you when you've been built up with me, even if you're better than me, because it's just going to make me better at the end of the day.
It's like when you cut a promo, you don't want to talk about in the promo why your opponent sucks, because when you beat them, then what does that say about you? If you talk your opponent up and then beat them, that makes you even bigger.
Bigger, yeah.
It's all the psychology. It's all the psychology. It's all the why. The why of wrestling. Well, that was a sidetrack. Now I don't know where I want to go.
It's you off track all the time.
Hey, it happens, right? I was going to start the show with, have you done any new paintings lately?
I actually have not. I finished painting the one side of my door, and I haven't finished painting the other side because I did two different designs. So it's like halfway done, and every time my mom's coming upstairs, she's like, are you going to finish it? And I was like, when I have time.
What about... What about your rabbit? How's your rabbit doing? Please still be
honest. Oh, Thumper. I love Thumper. He's been doing good, but he's been a little butthole. He hasn't, like, gotten in bed for the past, like, week to cuddle with me to go to bed. He's been, like, sleeping on the floor, and I was like, what is this? You're supposed to hang out with me.
Let's go, buddy. It's snuggle time. As I mentioned, you're always busy. Wrestling on the weekends, which I thought it was interesting when you were talking about your teachers and, like, other students as well have the same thing. They're like, hey, look, Mr. Jones, I'm not going to have that fucking English report done because I got my job after school and this and that, like my part-time job. That's what you have. Like, this weekend, you're working. Just you're working is taking bumps. It's just a little different. Well, it's not different, actually. It's not different at all because you have to prepare. You got to go put the time in. I just thought that was interesting. I never looked at it that way. Like, oh, this Billy is going to work all weekend long, just like, I don't know, somebody working at the docks all weekend, making a ton of money or whatever the case may be. And yeah, I don't know why I said that. Oh, I do know why. So you're working all weekend long. You are everywhere and anywhere. You have faced everybody that I can think of off the top of my head, genders, size, different styles. Is there any one style that you find easiest to work with in the ring or more difficult?
I find it very easy to wrestle more quick pace matches. Okay. So anybody who is able to, like, kit with, like, speeding and, like, oh, let's do this, because that's what I truly connect with, because I feel like I mesh really well with that. And, like, every time I watch, like, some of my matches, I'm like, oh, this one was good because it's, like, my style fits really well with this person. But I enjoy, like, everybody I've ever gotten to wrestle with. The stories, like, I like to tell, I feel like, oh, I like the quicker pace matches, but if I do wrestle a technical wrestler, oh, I like doing where, oh, my leg is hurt. What moves can I do now without my leg? Or what do I have to do differently because my leg is hurt? And I feel like it's, like, it makes me work harder, but it's, like, worth the payoff.
Do you go back and watch your matches and how self-aware of you, self-aware of yourself, I guess that's redundant. How self-aware are you when you watch your matches to say, oh shit, I screwed up there, or oh crap, I could have done this differently here. How much of
so
yourself?
Bad about that.
What's that?
I hate watching my matches because I tear it apart. And my mom was like, that was good. And I was like, that was god awful. What is this, 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 and this? And she's like, oh yeah, I guess you're right. It's like, yeah.
But
everything I watch now, I feel like I analyze. So I can't really like enjoy wrestling. It feels like I'm tearing it apart. There's only been like a few matches that have been able to like take me out of my wrestling brain and take me back as a fan.
I was just going to say that. Are you, as you, the longer you go with what you're doing, which is amazing stuff, the longer you go, is it harder to now watch a match and not, like you said, analyze it and just watch it as a fan?
See, I try to, like, disconnect from it sometimes, but I have, like, mega pet peeves when I watch wrestling, and if I see them, it immediately, like, takes me out. I'm like, this is, I hate it. Turn it off.
All right, well, you just said, go ahead, go ahead.
And then there's, like, other times where I'll be watching something, and I'll be like, oh, that's so sick. How can I steal it and make it my own? So, like, yeah, it's like, oh, if I'm watching, like, wrestling and there's like the bad, it's like, oh, turn it off. Or if I'm watching like good wrestling, I'm like, oh, play it back, I need to see that again.
excellent. What is one of your wrestling pet peeves when you're watching it?
Honestly, just like whip-offs in general, like when people shoot people off the ropes. Ah. If it's like lazy or like it's just not fully committing to stuff.
Okay.
And I'm like, it's the most like common thing I probably see. There was one thing today on NXT, and I don't remember, it was one of the guys' matches, but he like did a shove off, but he did it with one hand, and it was like the laziest thing I've ever seen. And I was like, why? Why did the guy like move?
You mean NXT tonight, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was watching it. I'll have to go back now. we're watching it right now. I have a button, I could show it to you, but I don't. What's something you have watched recently and said to yourself, oh crap, I could utilize that. I can steal that and utilize that in my psychology, in my ring work. Is there anything?
I was watching some Joshi wrestling on YouTube the other day while I was at school, and there's they were doing highlights of the Cinderella tournament.
Okay.
And this chick did a transition that I thought was so clean. It was like a step up off the second rope to go to the top. And I was like, oh, I really like that. And I can use this to go into my swanton.
Yeah.
And I was like, I just really liked how fluid she was with it. And I was like, I got to practice this. And sadly, the ring in the garage, the ceiling's too low.
Gotta raise that ceiling. That's awesome. So you're watching YouTube in the schools. That's what our system's getting us. What was that, your study hall?
No, I have no study hall.
Oh.
I think this was during my theater period because I'd finished up all of my work. So I was like, oh, I'm just going to chill and watch some wrestling.
There's another question in the chat. It's going to relate well to a note I wrote tonight. They say, and I'm screwed. Sorry, Nathan with a Y says, how many states do you have left on your list? Now, before you answer that, so what I've learned from the Sam Roberts interview, I learned that because you're not 18 yet, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm 17 now.
You're 17 now. Because you're not 18 yet, there's only certain places you can wrestle, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I didn't know that. I didn't realize that. So there's some states that will not allow you to get in the ring and do what you can do at a professional level because you're not 18 yet.
Yeah, like even my home state, I live in Louisville, Kentucky, and I can't wrestle in Kentucky until I turn 18. So like most of the time when I'm like, hey, I'm trying to like make my family go like watch wrestling shows, I'm like, hey, come over to Indiana. Cause Indiana is lawless and doesn't care.
Okay. So I'm not going to ask you what states you have left on your list because that will take us forever. But what I am wondering is, are we going to have a big, like pay-per-view spectacular for your 18th birthday? Where you put on a show in maybe a place that didn't allow you before?
I don't know. So, like, I've always joked about, like, once I turn 18 that, like, I'm either going to just leave the country and go to Japan or, like, somewhere crazy, or I just won't get the chance because I will go hang out with one of my friends that are signed and just go do that. But I don't know until I get there. Knowing my mother, she'll want to do a big old wrestling show birthday party like we did last year.
Yeah.
But I don't know yet. We'll see what life brings us.
Time will tell. When is your birthday?
So my birthday is December 8th.
December 8th. Woo. Spectacular. I can't wait. I can't wait. Well, that sounded wrong. I can't wait to see what is in store for you because you are at such a you've done so much already, I guess. I don't even need to use age. You've done so much already in the world of wrestling that I think, personally, this is going to be a good transition. I'm getting better at them. I personally think someone is going to sign you, one of the major promotions. And I just, I'm that's why we wanted to get you back on because we have that feeling. Now, we know AEW kind of set a precedent in signing younger talent, I guess is the way to put it. My question for you, though, is I know that WrestleMania weekend in Texas, WWE had their tryouts. Now, are you allowed to participate in those tryouts?
Not until I'm 18, I believe, because I like try to do a Evolve seminar and they're connected to like WWE and you're not allowed to do any of their seminars until you're 18.
Interesting. Okay. So you didn't go to the WWE tryout at WrestleMania weekend is what you're telling me.
I did not. I don't think I would even have the time with how busy my schedule was that weekend. My mom's like, what time did you get in last night? And I was like, around 2 a.m. because we had the midnight show.
Oh, man. But yeah, I mean, I got that feeling. That's just the way I think wrestling is going now. I think we will see younger talent given an opportunity. I think, like, your age will not hold you back anymore because of just the way the world is. Social media, everything's out there. People have seen you. Your experience speaks for itself. And I think that's going to go a long way now. It's exciting. I'm pumped about it. And they just signed Roxy, and they got Cora Jade. And AEW just signed, what's his name? Nick Wayne. You're on your way, Billy. But I don't care
fingers
about
Billy. Fingers crossed, I can't wait.
Right? Me too. But I don't want to know any more about Billy Starks. Although Nathan within a Y says he hopes to see Starks versus Action Mike Jackson in a singles match. Got to see them both in a scramble match for Black Label Pro in Chicago. Well, I'm sure she can make it happen.
Hey, we'll see. Right? Make Mikey book it.
I'm very interested in finding out who Bully Starks is.
As my mother would say, it's the real life Billy Starks. I think it's just honestly like I hit the point where I was like, I love wrestling so much, but I felt like I was being taken advantage of. It was like, oh, she's just a kid. It's just Bill. Do this, do that. It'll always be a good match. And I was like, I'm tired of like certain expectations being set for me. And I was like, okay, it's my turn to set the expectations.
Right. You're tired of carrying people, putting them over. You're ready to kick some ass.
For sure. You get the right idea.
Yeah, for sure. The newest bully in wrestling, Bully Starks. I mean, that's got marketing written all over it. The Bully Starks brand.
I can't wait.
The Bully Starks brand.
The Bully Starks t-shirt. I have to come up with some new merch designs anyways.
There you go. For sure. I love it. I love everything you're doing. I think you're great. I think you got a great head on your shoulders. Yeah, that's the right saying. Great, strong people behind you. It's cliche, but sky's the limit. Oh, I know what I wanted to ask you. Main event candles. Right? Main event candles. You're partnered with them. You do stuff with them, right?
Yeah, they made a really, really good candle for me that I love the smell of. My mom kept trying to steal it. She was like, you can't sell these. I just want to light one in the house. And I was like, well, I need to make money for my mother. So stop trying to use all my candles.
That's right. People got to buy these. What's it smell like? I need a new smell down here in the bar.
Mine's like a blueberry slushy kind of. It was slushy. Very, very like... when I was working with them to like design a candle, they sent me a bunch of different like fragrances and was like, oh, tell us what you like and what you don't, and we'll like make something up. And I was like, okay. And I think they sent me like 9 different samples, and I was like, oh my God, I'm overwhelmed. And I like closed up the paper that said the scents, and I was just smelling, and I landed on like the blueberry slushy one. I was like, yeah, this one's it.
How weird is that to have, like, have your own candle? How weird is that? That's
I think it's insane that people want to wear t-shirts with my face on it. I was like, I don't understand this.
like the overall aspect, like with the marketing, like we're talking about Bully Starks. Like I'm just getting so excited wanting to wear a Bully Starks t-shirt. And like...
Like, I can see it if I was thinking about, like, oh, my favorite wrestler is Millie McKenzie. I get so excited about Millie McKenzie.
Yeah.
But I don't understand how people feel the same way about me, because I'm like, I'm a person that exists. I don't understand why you guys care about me.
Oh, man. I guess I've already booked a Bully Starks match. She can have her coming out party versus Izzy Mania. I mean, she's got to be getting. I mean, you're 17. She's got. I mean, you can choke slam her through the ring, right? Like that's okay.
If someone books it, I'll do it.
There you go. Bully Starks versus Izzy Mania. No hot tag on this one, right? Take care, let's book it. We'll sponsor that, Vanessa. We'll sponsor that match. Yeah, I wanted to make sure I talked about main event candles, because I know we were gonna have them on, because I think, I mean, they're wrestling related. Why not have them on and find out everything they want to do? Be fun. But anyways, Billy, I'm nearing the end of the show. I'm gonna give you the mic. We talked about Flawless, Throwing Shade, Wake Up, Nap Time. Oh, the Thursday show. Shit, what was the Thursday show?
Anna Fight Underground.
Thank you very much. That's on Thursday. Flawless, Throwing Shade. Saturday, you have, correct me if I'm wrong, Wake Up, Naptime Pro, Freelance Underground also, and Sunday, Black Label Pro?
All correct.
Look at that. I just missed the Thursday show. but I'm going to give you the mic now. You can put over anything you want. You can even tell us about those shows again and where we can watch them or see them or anything you want. The floor is yours.
Well, if you want to keep up with where I'm wrestling at, you can check all of my social media at Billy Starks, B-I-L-L-I-E, and then Starks ends with a Z. And if you would like to see more of my wrestling, there's a few matches on YouTube, and there's always IWTV.
Spectacular. And that's I-E because she's special?
Yes.
That's what I've heard. Billy, thank you for giving us your time. Tell your parents, thank us for giving us your time as well. I look forward to everything you got coming up, and go kick some ass, and we'll book that Izzy match. Bully Starks versus everybody.
Perfect.
There you go. Have yourself a wonderful night. Thank you.
You too. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, anytime. Peace.
Peace.